There are a lot of people who don't know how to offer resources without referring to a hotline, but what they don't realize when they do that is it does not connect the person with community. It puts them on a goose chase trying to make phone calls when they are not able to do so without extreme pain. So what happens when you call a hotline is maybe you talk to a stranger for a little while and you feel better and you're fine. Or maybe you talk to a stranger for a little while, you realize that no one on the hotline is there in a way that allows them to give their real name. It's not community, it's a voice. So you're connected to someone somewhere, but you're not building relationships. You are being saved momentarily in a crisis, which is so good and so important. And when you ask for the resources of being connected to community in a way that makes you significantly more safe and it gives you access to body healing, you can heal your body if you are connected to people who care about you. What we get from these hotlines is we get referrals to other services and hotlines, and we can't get anywhere. And to ask people disabled under these conditions, whether they have a discernible physical disability or perhaps they are being forced to hide it because that is rampant in our public spaces, we're not going to ask them to only talk to strangers. We're not going to ask them to be put on goose chases trying to make phone calls they can't make. We're going to put them directly into contact with community.